Every, pardon me, every religion, we're supposed to deal with invisible realities, necessarily locates itself within a culture. Necessarily, it can't be any other way, because we are sensible creatures. That is, we perceive reality, first of all, through our senses. So even those most spiritual, if you will, of religion, Buddhism, Islam, Buddhism is full of iconography, of the pictures and statues of the Buddha. And although the Muslims refuse to depict Allah or even the face of the Prophet, their mosques are decorated with this glorious Arabic calligraphy. All of these things as a way of stimulating people's sensitivity to God. And we in the Roman Church have, pardon me, theological authorization for that in the doctrine of the sacraments. Huh? The sacraments are what? Supposed to be material reality in which we believe that God is somehow ingredient. Baptism, the Eucharist, etc., etc. But there's always the danger of being overcome by all this furniture that we create in the name of religion. And of course, Jesus was intensely sensitive to that. If you read the New Testament, it's amazing how often Jesus complains. Not about the pagans, but about his fellow Jews. What does he complain about? Precisely that the furniture overwhelms what the religion is supposed to be about. What the religion is supposed to conduce to. The danger is omnipresent, it seems to me. It's inescapable. And we only at our peril ignore the fact that that is the case. I mean, we mystify so much religious stuff. The Holy Father, the holy place, the holy this, the holy that. We truly, especially in the case of the papacy, since Pius IX insisted on the declaration of his own infallibility, we've certainly mystified the papacy, and if you look at the papacy from the 19th century when they decreed the Pope as infallible up to the present, that mystification has only grown more intense. That is, we have today in the Church an absolutely top-down view of how religion is supposed to work, namely. Everything is supposed to be, it's Reaganomics translated into the religious sphere. Everything is supposed to trickle down from the top. And the rest of us are simply supposed to be passive recipients. And I put it to you, I think this is clearly the presence we hold before the world. That's why this reading today from Mark is so refreshing. It is Jesus at his clear-sighted best. What is religion all about? Religion either conduces to our capacity to love, or it's an obstruction. An obstacle. It's an invasion of that sacred freedom that we're supposed to have, which is find its fullest expression in love. You know, I was talking last Sunday about the so-called transcendental notion that we get from Plato and Aristotle. The good, the true, the beautiful. Plato particularly makes it clear that the apogee of all those appetites is love. So even in pagan philosophy, we have the centrality of love. And I bring this up because it strikes me more and more clearly every day that that's not who we are or what we are for the world. We are a bureaucracy where, again, the laity is reduced to Pius X's description of them as being obliged to pay, pray, and obey. We are the secular clergy for whom obedience is the primary virtue, and I'm sure you have better things to do than to look at a lot of domestic affairs going on in the church today, but there are any number of priests, secular priests particularly, who are immediately subject to a bishop, who are being penalized for coloring outside the lines of obedience to the bishops. WWJD. I keep coming back to that corny thing. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do with the church? Or the Pope, who said early in his pontificate that he didn't want to be the Pope of no, has yet to demonstrate that he's anything but the Pope of no. That is, no, you may not. No, you must stop. No, this is not correct. No, this is something wrong. So I hope everybody will go to Dr. Fagioli's lecture it's going to be at the Mount, December the 13th, where he's going to talk about the church and Vatican II, which effectively has been submerged. I mean, you don't have to be partisan, I don't think, to see that that's what's going on. We are, in the effort to reform the reform, we are deforming the reform. You know? That's what's really going on. And love proceeds further and further and further under the horizon. Are we more loving? And of course, you have to spend a lot of time thinking about what love is, which is a perennially difficult question. But certainly, the first aspect of love is to take people seriously as free agents. Therefore, to take that freedom seriously. Because the very structure of freedom, as Jesus saw it, was to conduce to love. You can only love freely. There is no other kind of love. We can extort it. We can blackmail people. We all produce all kinds of facsimiles of love. Obedience, which is our stock in trade as a kind of surrogate for love, that's not love. You're not far from the kingdom of God, Jesus will say. Well, again, I'm so heartened by this astonishing interview that Cardinal Martini gave a week before he died. Neither the clergy nor church law can substitute for a person's inwardness. I tried to talk about last Sunday. All the external rules, the laws, the dogmas were given to us in order to clarify the inner voice and to discern spirits. Okay? I mean, I have a very hard time. I've been doing this for a very long time, 50 years. The Mass is clearly central to not just my life, but the Christian life. But the Mass is supposed to be the great celebration of Jesus' self-donation to us. But I think we have very short memories. Or we dress the Mass out in grandeur. I mean, the Pope has recently rehabilitated one of the chasubles from the Medici Pope. I think Leo X. He's had it retailored for himself. This grand gold brocade piece of furniture. So it is, it seems to me, incumbent on us. I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty, least of all myself, that we're failing to somehow act contrary to the overwhelming fact of the furniture that constitutes our church. But I think it's true. And I think that the proof of that truth is the fact that anybody who tries to step outside that gets slapped down. And that's perhaps the most onerous and dangerous sign of our failure as an institution. So, the inner heart of religion. Teresa of Avila said it all. She wrote, "At the end of our lives, in the evening of our lives, we'll be judged on love." Full stop.